You're listening to Cannabis Radio News' exclusive coverage of Vote 2016, The Path to Cannabis Freedom, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 33 after the hour, and today in our marijuana election night preview, we are taking a look at some of the local issues that are happening here in the state of Oregon, where marijuana legalization passed in 2014, and yet we still have many places around the state that are rejecting the will of the voters, rejecting marijuana legalization, and specifically the businesses and licenses that are needed to conduct commerce in these places. Joining us today, we've got Genevieve Sheridan. She is in Marion County, and for those of you listening, Marion County is just south of me. It's the county that contains Salem, which is our state capital, so there's a lot of political awareness going on there. And we'll get an update here on what's going on with Genevieve. How are you doing, Genevieve?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us here, and we were just curious about this campaign. I noticed there was two different numbers as far as initiatives go. Let our listeners know, what are the issues that we're voting on in Marion County?
So Measure 24404 could potentially ban medical cannabis processors and dispensaries in the unincorporated county. And 24405, if we vote yes, would allow us to repeal the current recreational ban in the county.
Okay, so it's two separate issues because one is medical ban and the other one is recreational ban?
Right.
Okay, and so this medical ban isn't in effect yet, but the recreational one is?
Right. So basically, the county commissioners have referred the recreational vote back to the voters because it was such a close vote before. And so we have the chance to repeal right now and allow recreational cannabis businesses to operate outside of the city limits of Salem. The city has allowed pretty much everything within the city limits, but a good portion of our city is not incorporated, and you would not be able to know just by looking at it.
I see. Okay. So an attempt to ban medical, which we'd want to vote no on, and an attempt to repeal the rec ban, which we'd want to vote yes on, just so everyone's clear, right?
Oh, no. Actually, vote yes on both, because the way that it's worded, we need you to vote yes to say yes to cannabis.
Okay. See, that's the thing, is sometimes these initiatives make the ballot. I mean, a perfect example is in Montana. When they shut down the medical program there, there was a referendum to veto this new bill that had shut down the program. But it's one of those weird situations. You had to vote yes to say no. You had to vote no to say yes. So let's make sure everyone knows. It's vote yes for cannabis.
Yes. The way it's worded is, should it be allowed? And so vote yes to allow it.
Okay. So have you heard from any of the growers, processors, or retailers affected by these bans in the rural areas? I mean, how many are these affecting?
Well, there's a handful in Salem. They have Salem addresses, two dispensaries that do a huge amount of business are looking at moving right now. They're worried that November 8th will come along and they'll have to move, so they're already setting up new properties within the city limits. They're literally almost right across the street from the city limits.
It reminds me of when you go to Lake Tahoe, California, Nevada, right? You go right across the street and there's casinos.
Yeah.
Across the street the other way, there's liquor in the grocery store. It's just a weird thing. What's the opposition like there in Salem? You said this was the council that was putting this on. Are there others that are kind of backing them?
So it's the county commissioners that have referred this back to the voters. The city council in the city of Salem is really happy with the cannabis industry, and our mayor-elect, Chuck Bennett, has said that the industry is working out really well within the city limits. He thinks, you know, that we can expand the success into the county. There is some opposition, and I know that farmers would like to be able to vote on growing separately from retail. So maybe, you know, there's a need to have a measure split up between growing and retail and processing. But right now, 24405 covers everything, all licenses for recreational cannabis.
That's an interesting point you make, because I think people that might be concerned about, say, a storefront might not have the same concern about a grow, or vice versa.
Exactly.
Interesting that it's put that way. So how can people help out? Is there a website or donations or contact information you want to give out?
Go to voteyeson.org. You can sign up to volunteer. You can contact us, and you can donate right there. There's a PayPal button.
Fantastic. VoteYesOn.org.
Yes, and we're having a gathering this Saturday at Gilgamesh Brewing so that people can come out and get more information.
Oh, yeah, give us the times on that. Is there any costs? What do people need to know?
Yeah, so it's Gilgamesh Brewing in Salem, Oregon, 3:30 to 5:30. It's $35 a ticket. We have appetizers and refreshments. We have a great speaker lineup with Representative Ken Helm, Attorney Lee Berger, Jenny Dressler from the Oregon Farm Bureau, and Brent DeHart, past president of the Salem Chamber of Commerce.
Glad to hear that lineup, especially Leland Berger, the attorney, well-known here in Oregon, has argued all the way up the Oregon Supreme Court for our rights. And full disclosure, he's an esteemed member of Portland Normal that I founded up here in Portland, and heads up our legal committee that's looking to expand our rights. So I'd encourage everyone, check out that at Gilgamesh. That's this Saturday, correct?
Yes. October 22nd.
All right. And this is grassroots activism in action, people. We can affect these changes at the local level so much more than we can at the state or even the national level. But people aren't too aware of these things. Has it been tough to get the awareness out there that there's this local measure for people to vote on?
Most voters have no idea that these measures are on the ballot because they thought that they voted yes already, and they're not sure why we're revisiting this again. A lot of people don't understand about the zoning and taxation of cannabis, so it's a lack of knowledge, but just a lack of awareness. So it has been difficult. We are also trying to form a chapter of Oregon Cannabis Business Council here in Salem so that we have a hub for all cannabis businesses to be able to go to and share information, and right now that's really lacking.
What would you say to critics who would say, look, Salem, the city limits, has plenty of pot shops, plenty of that stuff going on. Why do we need to move it out here in the country? We don't like the pot out here in the country. How would you convince them?
I would say OLCC has some of the strictest security rules I've ever seen. And no farm on this planet has stricter security than an OLCC farm. And people are afraid that they will see tasting rooms popping up in the country, but it is not legal to consume on site at a dispensary. So that fear is, you know, not well founded. But a lot of people just don't know. And they're worried about all these big fences around OLCC grow sites, but those are necessary. And, you know, there's not a lot of profitability out in the countryside for a dispensary. So just supply and demand, they're not going to pop up everywhere in the country. But I do think it's necessary to allow farmers, especially beginning farmers, the opportunity to diversify their crops and realize a significant amount of income from something that they're excited about doing and that will actually help sustain their family farm.
Sounds like we're damned if we do, damned if we don't. Like, we want to put a farm out there and they say, oh, it's dangerous, it's pot. Oh, we got to. Okay, so we'll put some fences up and guard it. Oh, no, there's fences. We don't like it. I admire the work you're doing, and I really hope that those both of those initiatives will pass down there in Marion County. Check out, voteyeson.org if they want to help out?
Yes.
All right, voteyeson.org. Genevieve Sheridan down there in Marion County, thank you so much for the work you're doing, and good luck this election.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. All right, stay tuned, folks. And when we come back, we'll have time for a radical rant where, oh my God, it's that season again. Time to start swatting dragonflies. We're back right after this.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.